For some, it's a burning need to seek new horizons and experience sights and sounds that daily routine cannot provide. For others, it's simply an opportunity to wander about and to simply enjoy the scenery. Regardless of whichever reasons resonate, there's no doubt that traveling broadens the mind and enriches the soul. For tonight's program, we'll focus on anime music that captures the essence of traveling, whether you're simply meandering or embarking upon some great adventure. Good evening and welcome to this episode of Anime Music on the Airs. I'm your host, Zero Particle. We'll be starting this evening's broadcast with music that takes traveling to the highest level. Instead of a mere jaunt, we have a full-blown odyssey, one in which a girl from the modern era travels to a mystic past. Since it's neither Inuyasha nor Escaflowne, that leaves the 12 Kingdoms. So from the 12 Kingdoms, we get the adventurous side of travel in Juni Genmu Kyoku, the opening theme to the 12 Kingdoms, composed by Ryo Kunihiko. Thank you. There's no shortage of action, adventure, novel sights, and novel sounds in the 12 Kingdoms opening theme. We open tonight's program with Juni Genmu Kyoku, composed by Ryo Kunihiko. The Odyssey is only getting started, and already the scope of this journey continues to broaden and intensify. Next up, we have a journey that carries hints of struggle and sorrow, all backed up by the sort of folksy melodies that composer Yuki Kajiura does so well. Her piece, coming up next, is Galza, from Madlax. A good reminder that not all instances of travel are joyous affairs. This piece you just heard, Galza, by Yuki Kajiura, is an example of when travel can be a struggle for both body and soul. The piece is taken from her soundtrack to Madlax. Well, sometimes the pain continues to linger on throughout the journey. The long saxophone phrases in our next piece lend credence to this feeling, especially when you're traveling solo with only your thoughts as a constant companion. And by the end, you feel terribly alone. Which is what you get out of Road to the West, composed by Yoko Kanno for Cowboy Bebop. Thank you. the solitude, the sorrow, the introspection. All present in Yoko Kanno's Road to the West, which she wrote for Cowboy Bebop. But sometimes we get a reprieve, one where pain dissipates, and you can look upon the journey with some optimism for the road ahead. Driven along by a djembe melody is an offering from composer Taku Iwasaki, who writes a stirring melody in Fleeing the Hot Desert, Team Die Gurren Can Continue, for what else but Gurren Lagann. Fleeing the Hot Desert, Team Die Gurren Can't Continue is an optimistic jaunt towards that hopeful future. The piece was composed by Taku Iwasaki and used in Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann. With that, let's zoom. Odysseys aren't the only mode of travel. Sometimes a short jaunt will do, even if it's down a mountain pass. A scenario where you set your card in gear and rush along with wild abandon, with the scenery whizzing by you while you drift down every turn, with Initial D's Eurobeat blasting away. This time, we get Night of Fire from Initial D, performed by Nico.
Oh,
Nico takes it away in Initial D's Night of Fire and unleashes the thrill of traveling down a mountain pass at breakneck speeds. We now depart from all the focused travel we've heard thus far and take the time to meander without any thought or care, guided along by the wind's whimsies. But life is that way sometimes, you know? With those sentiments, here is something far quieter and mellower. Kaze Sagashi, the opening theme to Sketchbook Full Colors, performed by Natsumi Kiyora.
してきたけど一人空を見上げて少しお休み
To and fro, here we go, guided by the wind. Kaze Sagashi, the gentle, meandering opening theme sung by Natsumi Kiyora for Sketchbook Full Colors. And speaking of the wind, sometimes it flits along aimlessly, but sometimes it moves on steadily towards a destination like a train. The constant sense of movement delivers an urgency, one exemplified by the opening theme for Victorian romance Emma, titled Silhouette of a Breeze, written by Ryo Kunihiko. The bells, strings, and piano all carry that traveling mood in Silhouette of a Breeze, used as the opening theme to Victorian romance Emma. The song is composed by Ryo Kunihiko. With that steady focus, let's go on an adventure, shall we? In this next piece, we'll be taking off to new horizons, where you're compelled to explore what's behind every hill and what resides in every nook and cranny. So let's take off with the spirited Sorohe, the main theme from Alison and Lilia, which is joyously brought to you by composer Shusei Murai.
Thank you.
buoyed by the adventurous spirit, you just heard Sorohe from Alson and Lilia, composed by Shusei Murai. We continue with a piece from an anime of a video game franchise that has brought the spirit of adventure to many gamers, and stands as being one of the most recognizable RPG franchises ever. By that, I mean the Final Fantasy franchise, and by extension, that anime is Final Fantasy Unlimited. This next adventurous piece, composed by Shiro Hamaguchi, is titled Eyes Theme. From Final Fantasy Unlimited, that was Eyes Theme, written by Shiro Hamaguchi. As good as the music is, the show is about as good as most anime made from a popular video game franchise, which is to say, not very. When the impetus for adventure is a quest of some sort, then the reasons for traveling become much more than simply a journey of self-discovery. In Shinji Miyazaki's Search for the Girl, there seems to be a focus for making the journey and one that will take you to exotic locales and new experiences, all to become the very best like no one ever was. Did I mention this was from Pokemon? So, from the Pokemon Heroes movie, here is Search for the Girl. We'll be right back. That was Search for the Girl, maybe one of the most underrated tracks in anime music. Regardless, it captures travel really well, and was composed by Shinji Miyazaki for Pokemon Heroes. Finally, let's fly to the moon and play among the stars? Well, not quite that one. Let's try that again. We'll be riding along in our search, ending this program with Ride On Shooting Star, where we'll hear from the band The Pillows, who contributed this song to the Gainax anime FLCL. Some nice rocking guitars and vocals close out this evening's broadcast of music that is evocative of travel of all types. That was Ride On Shooting Star from FLCL, performed by The Pillows. And with that, we hope you enjoyed the jaunts, the road trips, or the plain old gallivanting, whatever passes as travel around your neck of the woods. And that concludes this episode of the Anime Instrumentality Radio Show, Anime Music on the Airs. Feel free to leave comments below to let us know what you think and make requests for future shows. I hope you'll join us next time. Until then, I'm your host, The Zero Particle. Have a great evening.